life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Andy Mayer on LBC.
Coming up, coronavirus 1 year ago now. Reporting live from Washington, here is Simon Marks's American Day.
Eddie, day three of Donald Trump's second impeachment trial is underway. Let's go to the floor of the Senate, where Democrat prosecutors are presenting evidence of the anger and fury that some Republicans expressed in the immediate aftermath of the insurrection.
And we had built this powder keg, and really we were starting to see this powder keg light up. And it was, frankly, I was furious.
Representative Jason Crow compared the events of this day to his time in Afghanistan as an Army Ranger, something Senator Reid knows something about.
That is Congressman David Cicilline of Rhode Island, one of the House of Representatives' impeachment managers, essentially acting as a prosecutor and presenting copious video evidence at the moment to show that Republicans themselves were horrified by the events of January the 6th. As the Democrats continue hammering away today, the country is still both reeling from the evidence they presented yesterday and in very large measure digesting it. When they promised earlier in the week that they had new evidence that the public hadn't seen before, some thought it was just hyperbole, a bit of a trailer designed to boost expectations ahead of the main feature. It turns out they were telling the truth. Stunning images captured by congressional security cameras of household names here running for their lives. Senator Mitt Romney, a former Republican presidential candidate, saved from walking right into the teeth of Donald Trump's mob by a quick-thinking Capitol Hill police officer. Senator Charles Schumer, the Democrats' leader in the Senate, is escorted down one corridor, then races in the other direction as his security team realize they were heading towards the mob, not away from it. Stunning police radio transmissions that bring home the chaos as the building and its defenders came under attack.
Multiple Capitol entries! Multiple Capitol entries!
1318.
Intel wouldn't be advised. You got a group of about 50 charging up the hill on the west front, just north of the stairs. They're approaching the wall now.
They're throwing metal poles at us. Multiple law enforcement entries. DSO, get up there. All right, we're 30 seconds out.
And then the calm, deliberate cadences of Delegate Stacey Plaskett of the U.S. Virgin Islands, one of the Democrat impeachment managers serving as prosecutors at this trial, narrating images of Vice President Mike Pence and his family being rushed out of the building as a mob of would-be assassins came within 100 feet of the office in which they were sheltering.
You can see Vice President Pence and his family quickly move down the stairs. The vice president turns around briefly as he's headed down. As Pence was being evacuated, rioters started to spread throughout the Capitol. And the mob was looking for Vice President Pence because of his patriotism. Because the vice president had refused to do what the president demanded and overturn the election results. Trump's supporters had erected a gallows on the lawn in front of the Capitol building. Another group of rioters chanted, "Hang Mike Pence," and you can hear the mob calling for the death of the Vice President of the United States.
Hey, It was a chilling presentation of video, audio, and of course, presidential tweets. We learned yesterday that President Trump was informed of the dangers faced by his own vice president in a phone call with Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. The senator ended the call because he, too, had to race for safety. Just 2 minutes after that phone call ended, President Trump took to Twitter to launch a fresh tirade against the vice president, accusing him of cowardice for failing to overturn the results of the election. Not one word of concern about his safety, not one word of instruction to his mobsters to desist from their attempts to find Mike Pence and kill him. No wonder some Republican senators like Lisa Murkowski of Alaska were left shaken to the bone.
I wasn't fully aware of everything else that was happening in the building, and so when you see all the pieces come together, just the total awareness of that, the enormity of this, it's disturbing.
No fan of Donald Trump, she is widely expected to vote for his conviction when this trial ends. But will she be joined by the 16 other Republicans who would need to turn against the party's most potent political force? Not according to the ultimate sycophant and former presidential golfing buddy, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
The not guilty vote is growing after today. I think most Republicans found the presentation by the House managers offensive and absurd. We all know what happened in the Capitol was terrible. I hope everybody involved that broke into the Capitol goes to jail. But I don't remember any of these House managers saying a damn thing when they were trying to break into my house and going after Susan Collins and spitting on all of us.
He actually tried in that appearance on Fox News last night to equate being jeered by some protesters during the Supreme Court confirmation hearings of Justice Brett Kavanaugh to an insurrection on Capitol Hill that left five people dead, saw Donald Trump's supporters marauding through the building, vowing to kill members of Congress and taking American democracy to the edge of the abyss. In the Oval Office this morning, President Biden said he had caught up with the events at the trial on television last night.
I think the Senate has a very important job to complete, and I think my guess is some minds may have been changed, but I don't know.
One mind that definitely hasn't been changed, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, a reliable Trump supporter who put this message out to his constituents.
This impeachment trial just raises the temperature here in Washington, across the country, on social media. Just the opposite of what President Biden said he wanted to do. Regardless, I'll be here, open ears, open mind. But know this, I think that this impeachment trial is unconstitutional.
An open mind, you say. Senator Marshall and others like him know that it doesn't matter how much evidence the Democrats present. They will not dare turn their backs on Donald Trump. Republicans have been warned by his supporters that if they do, they will themselves pay the price when they're next up for re-election. So powerful is the Trump name even today. The Democrats continue to hammer away, mindful that while they may not be able to win a conviction at the trial, they can at least win in the court of public opinion and further tarnish Donald Trump's already substantially tarnished reputation. On the floor of the Senate within the last hour, Congresswoman Diana DeGette of Colorado, another of the Democrats presenting the case, said it was absolutely clear that the mob was unleashed by the former president himself.
They truly believed that the whole intrusion was at the president's orders. And we know that because they said so. Many of them actually posed for pictures, bragging about it on social media, and they tagged Mr. Trump in tweets. Folks, this was not a hidden crime. The president told them to be there, and so they actually believed they would face no punishment.
At the very moment she was speaking, the FBI put out fresh pleas for assistance in identifying some of the key figures who participated in the attack. And it was announced that another leading member of the far-right Proud Boys has been taken into custody in Kansas City, facing conspiracy charges. Many of those arrested are telling the courts they were ordered to head to Capitol Hill by Donald Trump himself. And indeed they were. When the prosecution rests its case, the former president's lawyers still still plan to claim the mob acted off its own bat and that the former president had no power over them. Odd, then, that members of Donald Trump's inner circle were urging him on the day to call the deadly protest off. But again, evidence doesn't matter. Legal arguments are irrelevant. The fix is in. And while the whole world can now see exactly what happened here on January the 6th, as a result of the anticipated verdict in this trial, Eddie, Donald Trump will pay no penalty for his actions whatsoever.
Simon Marks back on this program tomorrow at 10 to 5.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.